questions.
Well, because of the big play. It was. You know, Alex kicked really well. He missed one. You know, he missed hit one of those, and then they had a penalty on it. So we ended up with pretty good field position regardless. He did well. And I think Matt McBryer is doing exactly what we want him to do, too. He's getting the ball out quick. He's given us, at least more recently, a little more ability to cover the kick. His hang distance ratio has been good. And, of course, the play by Damaris was really outstanding.
The big punt return for Damaris, this second half of the season, or since he came back and became the punt returner, he's really done better. He's got home improved. Is that looking at the tape, is it more of the blocking, or is it more of what he's doing?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of components to it. I think he is gradually getting better. But he can run with the ball. He's got good ability when he's got the ball in his hands. The more space he has, if we can create it either with pressure to knock off the ability of the punter or the holdup. And I think our holdups are getting better, too. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. We're getting a little bit better pressure. We're getting better. We're just getting better as a punt return team. And then, hopefully we'll continue to get some good results, help our offense, and hopefully win the game.
Did you see the touchdown return developing?
No.
At what point did you think he was?
Well, it was kind of a desperation situation. And I saw that, the ball was driven. So I knew he would be able to get some type of return because it was a 63-yard punt with a low hang time. The punter was really just trying to get the ball out of there. And then, so I knew he'd get up the field a little bit. And then he actually split two sets of two players. He split a set early, he split a set secondly around the 25. And then I thought he had a chance. Casey Matthews made a great block on Brian Moorman. You don't generally consider the punter one of their better cover guys, but Moorman might have been the fastest guy on the field. He's a real track athlete, Hall of Fame tracker performer. So he could run. So he made a good block on him. No.
Instructions to field it wherever it landed, sort of thing.
Yeah, we told him, in this situation, take a chance. Try to give us one more shot with the ball in your hands. Obviously, you got to hold on to the ball because our offense has to have it. Even though there's very little time left, we got to do something. We needed to get the onside kick to really parlay everything into a win, but we didn't.
How dangerous is Damaris going to be, do you think, as he grows as a returner? I mean, with that speed and as, the guys block.
Yeah, he's got good quickness, really good quickness. He's good running with the ball. And he's tough, too. He's tough. He'll run. You don't see the ball hit the ball. You don't see the ball hit the ground that often with him because he's not afraid to run up through traffic. And he got the one penalty a couple of weeks ago coming up for the fair catch. The guy kept coming. He didn't back down. A lot of times, the coverage team has to back down from that. But the returner acquiesces most of the time and gets out of the way. This kid doesn't. This kid doesn't. So I think his ability to get to the shorter punts, because if we put him at 45 and he runs up 10 to get it, that's really a 10-yard return. Kind of a crazy way to look at it. But every time he can run up to catch it, all the run-up is return yardage. So he's done a good job of that. I think he's got a really good future. I mean, I think he's doing good now, but I think he can be a really solid, exceptional returner. He's had a great career. I mean, he had a great high school career. He had a great college career. And I think he's got every opportunity to have a great career. He's having a really good season.
Confidence, having broken one now. And
I think he is confident. Prior to that, I think he was competitive prior to that. But certainly, that always adds another dimension an intangible dimension to your, you know, your mental state. Success always does, and he'll benefit from that as well.
So you guys were going for a punt block in that situation?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, we were trying to pressure it, and then we, you know, we have a, it's a long play, obviously, and to get the punt block takes about 2 seconds. So we have a return that we try to capitalize on once the ball's punted. But it was designed to block the punt. It was not designed to be a return.
A long return boosts the average, but it's a significant outlier there. In evaluating punt returners, what statistic do you look at that's the most accurate indication of how good they are?
How good the punter's hang time is.
And the returner.
Well, that's generally what will get the punt return or the best return. If the more time those 10 guys have to close the net, the tougher it is to get a return. So generally, you're competing against the returner more than anything. And then the punt returner's just his pure ability is his acceleration, his vision, and his toughness.
Bobby, last week you mentioned you'd like to get Alex a chance to hit a game-winning field goal. He hit one in the fourth quarter last week, but he still doesn't have that. Do you think a kicker needs a few of those on his resume to be considered a really great kicker in this league?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to define him as not being, you know, a great. I don't know if he's great or not. I wouldn't want to define him that he's not great because he hasn't ever kicked one. But I do agree that those are the kicks that really put you in a different echelon than the rest of the kickers. When you kick the game winners, when you kick the really long kicks, you deserve to be in a category outside of the other people. That's what he did. That's why I liked him so much, and we as an organization liked him so much in college, because that's exactly what he did. You go back and look at the big games and the game winners he had and the long kicks. You know, he beat Colorado on a 56-yarder. You know, he nailed them. He hasn't not nailed them for us. For whatever reason, fate, whatever, he hasn't been in a position to make it or miss it. It just hasn't happened. But I agree with you. I mean, that sets you apart from the other guys. I mean, I think it's, boy, it's really, you know, it's coming through with the isolated deal that wins the game. Absolutely makes a difference.
Should have happened differently on the onside kick there, or it was... Was the concept pretty good? It just,
you know, I think Alex, I told the guys the other day, you know, may have to reconsider what we're doing, because we did everything almost as good as you could do. We needed to drive their guys back in. We needed to, it needed to be like the Spartans at Thermopylae. You know, they needed to drive them out of the gap there. You know, they needed to knock them into... They needed to knock him into the ball. That's the one thing we didn't do. Alex kicked it, you know, way better than – we've had two onside kicks, and they've both been against the Cowboys. His first one was low and sort of back, and 82 just caught it and nothing. This one, he had to get up under it, and it was packed in there. He made a nice play. We needed to flat back it a little bit better and knock somebody into that ball, because that's what we're trying to do. And maybe needed a bigger type player, although we had linebackers and that type of thing in there. They did their best on it. I mean, they did their best on it. I don't condemn it. I'm just saying that is what that would have been the only way to get the result. It was a good kick. It was executed well. They out-executed us and got it. And the probability is they are going to get it. But... So we're at some odds on that, but it was a well-kicked ball, and he's getting better at that too. As we keep going, he gets better and better.
Alex Henry had some things mechanically that he had to work on to improve. With his streak going now, what has he fixed in his game?
Well, I don't remember saying he needed to improve mechanically, but I'll take your word. I said it. I can't remember what I was saying it in reference to. His mechanics are really good. They're really consistent. I may have been talking about the field goal. I mean, the extra point that he missed, possibly. He's really consistent. His mechanics, his rhythm, his timing, his steps are really consistent. I can't reflect back and say that I thought he was doing something mechanically wrong and now he needs to work, continue. I don't know. Sorry about that. I don't know. That's about it. Thank you, fellas.